This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, at least most of the Wednesdays at this time, you ask, and of course we answer, which is different than how it was in the first year we did this, where you asked and I would dodge every question.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. I don't know. You still don't really answer a lot of these questions.
Oh, I bring it. Devin, did you listen to our show back in 2016?
Good question.
In 2016, yeah. I didn't live in Philadelphia, so I don't know if I was.
That's not an excuse.
No. Every day, I don't know. Did the Odyssey Act?
Probably not.
I don't know if that.
We weren't owned by Odyssey.
Oh right.
Yeah.
What was it? Entercom.
Well, Entercom was Odyssey.
Yes.
Same company,
CBS,
different name.
CBS
okay. Owned us back then.
Well, so I mean, my hands were tied. I lived
in
2016. I think I lived in Boise, Idaho.
So. Oh well, that's a pretty deep cut.
How about that? How was the sports radio in Boise,
Boise's
Idaho?
Beautiful.
It is beautiful.
But they don't say Boise.
It's Boise.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boise.
Right.
Boise.
AMA. I never knew that. I always said Boise.
Did not know that either. AMA, James, what do people want to know?
All right. Good question from Jack the Mic. You'll be the judge.
I'll be the judge.
I'm going to start saying, I think a good question, and you can't argue with that.
Sure.
I think a good question from Jack the Mic to start off, considering Memorial Day weekend coming up this weekend. What are you most looking forward to this summer?
I think just the shore. I mean, there's a lot about the summer I love, but I think just getting down the shore and
free houses to stay in with people.
Free houses, you're right. Yeah. That one helps. Feet in the sand, sit on the beach. You know, it's all that stuff.
You big sand person? You don't strike me as a sand person.
No, I try to have it not feet in the sand, don't be on my towel, my chair, my book, eyes.
He doesn't swim.
Normally, I just sit in a chair.
You don't swim?
No, I get out there sometimes, but I'm a cautious. I mean, I don't know how to swim laps, so I would not say.
right. You need swimming lessons. I forgot about that.
I'm a doggy paddler. Guy.
Zoe and Joey in the pool. I'm just saying. I've been saying it.
You absolutely could and should learn to swim better this summer. We absolutely can make that a thing.
I agree.
Maybe make that. Well, I don't know. I'll answer the question.
Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to my son is here this summer.
He's been up in Ann Arbor for the
last couple summers, and now it feels like I get to hang out, and he's going to be a little bit more around and part of everything. We're going to be cooking together. I also get, you know, like, I have Alicia in my life. It was her birthday yesterday.
I'm looking forward
happy
to
birthday,
Alicia.
Happy birthday. Summer.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, a summer going down to the shore with Alicia.
John,
like,
I've been telling you this for years.
It's unbelievable.
She
knows this stuff. She knows the shore.
Did you make the cake that she posted? Because whatever birthday cake was incredible.
Nice.
I need to show you guys.
Yes.
It was
thank
like
you.
Oreo, double chocolate Oreo cake.
He made it from scratch.
Wow. That's
impressive. That's even better.
That's impressive.
Good. Really good.
Should keep him around.
Love that.
Really good at that.
That's great. All right. Classic. Any new movies or TV shows watch?
No. But I need one because I'm through them all. So this is the first time I'm a free agent.
You said you were going to watch movies.
I know, but I'm saying the TV show.
I'm saying watch movies.
Hold on.
Watch more movies.
Here's the TV show thing I need. I'm done with Mary. I'm done with Taxi. So I need a new
show.
You're
done with Mary Tyler Moore?
Yeah, I finished it like a week ago. And I finished Taxi like 2 weeks. Wait, so I'm a free agent.
Really happy.
How do you feel
that.
About TV shows made in this century?
Good question.
Doesn't seem like
them.
He's ever gone there.
But I like an old show to help put me to sleep at night. Like, I need a show that's like a B. Good enough for a little bit of intrigue, but also good enough to fall asleep to.
I find Lioness.
And Mary.
No, that's not. Lioness isn't that kind of show. Lioness is a you watch the show show.
I think
he's talking about like King
awesome
of Queens. Have you ever seen King of Queens?
Yeah.
That's that type of show. Yeah, you put
I
on
have not seen that.
Yeah, I need a B-minus show.
Yeah.
I need a show
saying.
That
why?
Just.
Why would you?
Because you want to go to sleep.
Okay. I don't get. Yeah,
I don't
we're thinking
understand.
About
just
gold. We're thinking about Golden Girls as our next show.
Oh, my God.
We're thinking about Golden
that
Girls.
That would be you, funny.
Here's the yeah, way, best way to go to sleep. Turn the TV off.
Yeah,
no, we drift. We drift.
I know. It's not great. You talk about sleep stuff. It's not great for you to go to bed with TV
and
on.
And laugh tracks are, some are hard to go to sleep to. Like the Frasier laugh track.
Well,
it's
so why
impossible.
Do you like old shows? They're all laugh tracks.
Yeah, but
they're
not all of them are as intrusive to
oh
the
my
ear.
God.
No, I'm just being honest with you.
I get it. It's,
this is the way the brain operates, guys.
Yeah, try stop. Without the TV on. Yeah. I bet you sleep
Let's do one more question, Jeff.
All right. Question from the text line. How did you both prepare for today's debates?
Didn't.
Oh, that's good.
It's good. You got whooped last time.
Yeah,
you
guys did so well.
Elliot came in and buried you last time.
We didn't even agree with Elliot.
Yeah, I hated Elliot's point. I was like, Elliot, I don't agree with a single thing you're saying.
A fingle?
You have out-debated the camera. Like handily.
What was the topic?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was a Sixers topic. It was like, should the Sixers be considered a contender or something like last time?
Okay.
Contender or should you believe in them or something like that?
Right.
And none of us did, and we all voted for Elliot.
The morning show did not do well.
To me, it didn't happen.
No one did well from the morning
there,
show,
so
the last debate.
Don't feel bad.
I appreciate it. John, I'm going to be honest.
I thought you did good.
I am worried for you today.
Yeah.
Spike is a fierce debater.
Spike even said to me, Richie has no idea what he's in for, so, you know.
Okay, I guess we'll see what he does. I have no idea what that even means. What is it, a fierce debater?
I mean,
does that mean like each step? How many steps?
It means you have to
think.
Here, listen, John. Honestly, what it means is you have to think about every word you say because he, like the camera, when he's like lawyer guy, I pick you apart. Like that's what Spike's going to do. He's going to take everything you say and flip it and mangle it and whatever. Like you have to be very careful with your words, precise with your words, and you need
to bring the fire.
Yes, that's a thank you, Dan. I was about to say like energy, bring it hot because Spike's going to yell at you.
Yeah, that. And here's the other thing I'll say, John. You got to have in your bag specific things about, because your argument is Jalen's elite. What makes him elite that's independent of the talent around him? Because obviously one of the things Spike's going to talk about is there's all this talent around him, which is true. Last year they had the best running back, best wide receivers. They had the best offensive line and the best defense. And so part of the argument is so much around him props him up. I guarantee you Spike's going to say that. You got to be ready to counter that.
Uh-huh.
So be ready.
Isn't this Ask Me Anything?
Well, yes. How did you prepare? Did you prepare for your debate?
Yeah, though? I'm trying to prepare you.
This is how.
Yeah. This is the prep. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now I'm prepared.
All right. With that AMA, we shut it down.
That was good.
I told you earlier, John. I told you, iron sharpens iron. I'm just trying to help you out, my brother. It's all good.
Thank you.
Where's the other iron here?
Thank
I only
you
see John.
All right. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, more on the Phils from last night. They got a win. And they kind of grabbed it early, you know, between first inning runs and the excellence of Lizardo. Great job by them. Sirianni, more of what he said. We'll get to some of what Jalen Hurts said yesterday. Mulata on the tush push. Really interesting answer. Plus, debate number one. It's at 7:40. It's 7:40 today. John Ritchie, Spike Eskin, Octagon. Is Jalen Hurts elite? We'll see what happens. Your phone calls as well. Chance to win Phillies tickets, too, on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.